Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, it was a pretty cold morning when I arose from my sleeping bag and started a little fire to make some fresh coffee. And even though the matches didn't want to start because of the fresh dew that had permeated my clothing, it was 20 years ago, I can still remember seeing my breath on that day as I sat down on a stump and enjoyed the heat of the warm fire. We had been camping for a few days up on the North Arm by Ely, Minnesota, and Andrew and I had been handing out some flyers and Bibles around the town during the day, but it was time to go back home, and as everybody slept in and that morning, I began packing up things in the canoe, and after breakfast, we paddled for about half an hour to get back to the car. But when I stepped out of the boat, I slipped on a rock that was covered with green moss, and when I stood up, I realized that I'd hurt my ankle severely, and I limped up to the car. I still don't know if I had broken it or twisted it or what happened, but everything eventually turned black, and I couldn't put any weight on it at all. In fact, I had to drive all the way back home with my left foot. And this reminds me of the Christian life. Sometimes the things that we have to go through in our life are a learning curve. And what I mean by that is I learned that weekend that even though we might fall down, we need to get back up again. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sin is a terrible thing, and the more that you get involved with it, the further that we fall away from God. It's like a child who falls off a boat and cannot swim. It's like traveling down a road that doesn't lead anywhere. It's like spending years of your life trying to attain something, but in the end, it really doesn't amount to anything at all. Sin. What a wretched, wicked, and evil thing, confusing the hearts and minds of those who otherwise could be saved. But even though we might fall down, God gives us the grace to get back up again. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You know, when I was in high school, I ran off the road and hit a tree. And when onlookers ran up to me, they were yelling that I was surely dead because I'd gone all the way through the windshield of the car, but I rose up without a scratch on me. The first motorcycle that I owned, I laid down on a really tight corner on a wet afternoon and slid off the road through a barbed wire fence. Now, I should have been cut right in half, but the Lord saved me. One time I was driving a snowmobile and almost went off a 400-foot cliff. But the Lord saved me from death. You know, in the darkest hours of our own stupidity and ignorance, God reaches out to rescue us. He wants to help us, even when we can't help ourselves. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. God has been very merciful to a sinner like me. And, you know, God's love is the greatest thing that I've ever known in my life. For him to lay down his own life for me goes beyond comprehension. His love for me goes beyond any marriage or any other relationship that I might have while here upon the earth. God loves me like no other, and it permeates my entire life. It never fails and is unending, unmovable, and unchangeable. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's Galatians 2:20. But, you know, even though the Apostle Paul had done so many things against the Christian faith, God used him to write much of the New Testament that we have today. Even though we might make mistakes, God can use us for greater things. 1 Corinthians 15:8 says, and last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. 1 Corinthians 1:26 says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." You know, God shined down his love upon us, and now we must shine our love for him. Romans 5:6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." God chooses to use people that we would never expect. I mean, he picks people who have slipped and fallen down. After all, look at what he did in the life of the Apostle Paul. Thank God for his grace. Well, you know, what matters is if you get back up. Something I will always remember when I slipped up on the North Arm. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.